From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is meeting with key advisors and candidates for top jobs in his upcoming administration. Trump plans to meet this weekend with former Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney, a critic of Trump during the campaign, who is reported to be in line to be Secretary of State. The president's elect transition team has submitted paperwork that will allow them to get briefings from the White House. A Pentagon official says the transition team has contacted the Defense Department and hopes to begin to plan future meetings on Friday. U.S. President Barack Obama arrives in Peru on Friday for his final Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation meeting, but his presence could be overshadowed by his successor, President-elect Trump. The chairman of the APEC summit, Alfonso Bustamante, is concerned about Trump's campaign promises of walking away from the Trans-Pacific Partnership and renegotiating the North American Free Trade Agreement, also known as NAFTA.
I hope the consensus on the meetings would be of President Trump being a lot more moderate than candidate Trump.
Trump has made it clear that he is hostile to the kind of free trade deals that tend to be the focus of the annual Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum. Ex-Philippine dictator Ferdinand Marcos was buried with military honors Friday at the Cemetery of Heroes in Manila. Over the objection of Philippine human rights victims of Marcos' dictatorship, the Philippine Supreme Court ruled last week that Marcos could be buried at the cemetery. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov is portraying his country's airstrikes in Syria as limited amid reports on Thursday of heavy casualties in the eastern part of the country. The Russian diplomat spoke to reporters on the sidelines of the APEC summit in Peru following a private meeting with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry.
We talked about every aspect of Aleppo. Foreign Minister says there isn't bombing. Is that accurate?
Yeah, we are only our Air Force and the Syrian Air Force only work in the provinces of Idlib and Homs to prevent the ISIL who might be leaving Mosul from getting to Syria.
Syrian activists and rescue workers said airstrikes in Aleppo killed more than 20 people on Thursday amid a major Syrian and Russian offensive in opposition-held areas of Syria. A United Nations expert on migrant rights on Friday said Australia's agreement with the U.S. to resettle an unspecified number of refugees would be a great achievement, in his words, if it emptied Australia's run Pacific Island camps where asylum seekers were mistreated.
Australia is responsible for the damage inflicted to these asylum seekers and refugees, and that the confinement amounts to cruel, inhuman, and degrading treatment or punishment. And I would say that Australia would vehemently protest if its citizens were treated like this by other countries, and especially if Australian children were treated like this by other countries. So I think the only solution is to quickly close these centers.
The United States has agreed to resettle refugees from among 1,300 asylum seekers being held for up to 4 years. Authorities in Pakistan say they have captured a group of 8 people operating a recruitment cell for the Islamic State group. Counterterrorism forces in an overnight operation arrested the men in Lahore. An official statement Thursday said authorities also seized mobile phones, laptops, and ISIS propaganda material. The detainees were allegedly recruiting young men to send them illegally to Syria via Afghanistan and Iran. The World Health Organization is warning that a global influenza pandemic remains a real threat despite progress made over the past 10 years in increasing the worldwide supply of flu vaccines. The flu season in the Northern Hemisphere is set to start in December, peak in late January or early February, and run its course by April or May. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.